her first broadcast concert since the early 60s when she decided to leave show business to marry and raise her family in Philadelphia. She had already been under contract to MGM, sang with big bands, performed on the top TV variety shows, and was a regular on the George Gobel Show. A couple of years ago, with her children grown, she returned to performing. I'm glad she did, because that reemergence reintroduced me to her music and gave me the opportunity of playing her records on Fresh Air, and even better, of introducing her live for this performance this afternoon. Performing with Peggy King today, we have Mike Renzi on the piano and David Fink on bass. Mike Renzi also accompanies her on her forthcoming record of songs by Jerome Kern. This concert is made possible with funds provided by the Philadelphia Foundation. Please join me now in welcoming Mike Renzi, David Fink, and Peggy King.
I make up things to say on my way to you, on my way to you. I write things to say. I can write poems too when you're far away, when you're far away. I write poems too, but when you are near, my lips go dry. When you are near, I only sigh. Oh dear, oh me, oh my. Told every little star just how sweet I think you are. Why haven't I told you? I've told ripples in a brook, made my heart an open book. Why haven't I told you? Friends ask me, am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me? I've told every little star just how sweet I think you are. Why haven't I told you? I've told ripples in a brook, made my heart an open book. Why haven't I told you? Friends ask me, am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me? Why haven't I told you? Why haven't we told we? Why haven't I told you?
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, hands. How many of you knew after that verse what the song was going to be? There's a few here. Yeah, there's. It's not a verse that I'm really familiar with. That's, of course, with Hammerstein from a 1932 Broadway show called Music in the Air. Kern said that he heard a little bird on his windowsill whistling that song. I mean, I guess that little bird is long gone, because that was 80 years ago, but that's where he said it came from. This next song is Kern's first major hit. It was from a Broadway show called The Girl from Utah in 1914. The man who wrote it with him is named Herbert Reynolds, but he disappeared. He changed his name to Rourke. There's nothing else that ASCAP can tell me about him. I don't know why. I guess he just never needed to work again because it was such a hit. At the end of The Girl from Utah, opening night, when Julia Sanderson sang this song, by the end of the show, when it had been done two or three times, they were already singing along with it. So that's the kind of impact it had, and I think it's still that great a song today. And when I told them how wonderful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your curly hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest thing that one could see. And when I tell them, and I certainly am gonna tell them, that you're the boy whose wife one day I'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen me. And when I tell them, and I certainly am gonna tell them, that you're the boy whose wife one day I'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen me. Hard to believe, 1914, my goodness. This next song is from Sonny. This was a major Broadway show written for Marilyn Miller, who was the Barbra Streisand of her day, I guess you would say, with Oscar Hammerstein, 1926. We changed it, you can't really change Kern. We brought it up to date a little and kind of fell in love with it. And this is the way it is on the album, okay? Stole my heart away. Who makes me dream all day? Dreams I know can never come true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Means my happiness. Who would I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who. me dream all day. Dreams I know can never be true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Makes me dream all day. Dreams I know can never come true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. What you can do with an old song like that. And how about Mike Renzi on the piano? Wonderful, Mike. Yeah? Marvelous. David Fink on bass. Great, guys. Fantastic. As you probably know, Kern moved to Hollywood, in the early 40s, much against his better judgment, because he was born in New York. He is the only one of the great American composers who was born in New York. And there was always a joke that no one knew how he became such a great composer, because he wasn't born in the Bowery, he didn't starve, he wasn't underprivileged. He was from a well-to-do family, however, his father did not want him to be in the music business, which I think happens to a lot of people even today. He wanted him to come into the family business, which was furniture, and so he sent him on an assignment to buy 2 Steinway pianos to be sold in the furniture store in somewhere in New Jersey, I think Newark. And he bought 200. So his father decided that that was the wrong business for him and quickly shipped him off to Europe to complete his musical education. And he came back and was on Broadway and lived within a block of where he was born until 1939 or so, when he moved to Hollywood. This happens to be one of my favorite songs from the 1944 film Cover Girl, which made a star of Gene Kelly, and I think Rita Hayworth was already also in that film. This has a lyric by Ira Gershwin, because George Gershwin was dead by that time, and this is one of the rare songs by Ira and Joan Kern, and it's called Long Ago and Far Away.
Far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long, the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last.
run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look, and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Something very unique happened. We were working with another bass player who had done the songs before with us, and he called yesterday. He had walking pneumonia and could not make it, and it's panic time, let me tell you. And we were really lucky that it so happened that David Fink, who has worked with me very often in the past, happened to be in Atlantic City working for Vic Damone, and Vic was finished last night, and he was able to get here today. However, all he had with him was his Fender bass. And obviously, Kern calls for an upright bass, right? So we were in a very big panic when our friend David Arvin from the Philadelphia Orchestra called Brian Little, and he said he would come here with his bass and his bow and give them to David. That's very unique. That's very unusual to have that done. Thank you very much, Brian, for doing that for me. He stood up just now, and that is so incredible that you. And Brian is smiling like he thinks he's going to get the bass back when it's... Yeah, I have seen the looks. I've seen the looks that David's giving it. This song was made famous by Helen Morgan. Through the years, a lot of misconceptions about Helen Morgan have sprung up, among them that she was... had a voice like the deep-throated ladies who did her in later years in movies and on television retrospectives and what have you. She didn't. She was a soprano. She was in Showboat. She was. A lot of his songs were written for her. She had a very high, very reedy, very beautiful instrument, and she was, of course, an incredible actress, a wonderful actress. Unfortunately, she died in the late 30s, 1939 or 40. She had a great many personal problems. They seeped through her music. They really showed. And, of course, when singing a Helen Morgan song, you can you feel her influence everywhere around you. This is also Hammerstein from a Broadway show in 1929 that was so obscure. I haven't even got the name of it written down here. I just don't know what it is. It was something called let me look on the other thing, okay? I don't know where it is. It was an obscure. Can you imagine a show being so obscure that this song came from that we're going to do? And also, Why Was I Born? Anybody here know what that show was? Okay, then it's really obscure. It went the way of all flesh. I think probably the stock market crash ruined it, something like that. But these songs have remained, Why Was I Born and the one that we're going to do for you, okay? I was created for one man alone. It wasn't easy to find. Now that I've found him, I wonder just how I could have lived right up to now. I am just something completed by you. I am no one, just part of two. Don't ever leave me now that you're here. Here is where you belong. Everything seems so right when you're near. When you're away, it's all wrong. I'm so dependent. When I need comfort, I always run to you. So don't ever leave me, 'cause if you do, I'll have no one to run to. I'm so dependent. When I need comfort, I always run to you. So don't ever leave me, 'cause if you do, I'll have no one to run to. Thank you, Mike.
Well, for one thing, of course, they're very rangy. You know, I mean, you can listen. That last song is in the lower part of my range, and some of the other songs are in that. They're very rangy. At first, he wrote for sopranos. Then, when he got to Hollywood, of course, he wrote for. At first, Irene Dunne, strangely enough, who was a singer. Then he got into the films with Rita Hayworth, and that was, of course, a voice double. And that was because of the way Hayworth looked, you got into a silkier, lower voice. And he began to write, you know, lower songs. I just discovered upon getting this deep with Kern that there's no way to go wrong with him. He really does instruct you how to sing his song.
You were telling me that there's actually markings on the music,
yes.
Besides the ordinary musical markings that instruct
the singer. There are instructions for the voice on every piece of his music. It says, please, you know, very softly here, please, or please carry this note over. You'll find that in very few composers will put that in.
Do you find that you want to take less liberties with his songs than with, say, a Gershwin?
Well, we took some liberties, as you heard. Of course, you know, I've Taught Every Little Star was certainly not written like that. No bird ever sang, you know, quite like that. But, and who? But the liberties that you take are within the instructions that he gives you. You can't get cute or bebop or anything with Kern.
You were telling me before that you think of yourself as being a girl singer, which is interesting to me because it's a term I only associate
are
with.
Are you worried about the word girl? Is that or because I am certainly no longer a girl. I suppose I should now say a woman singer or a lady singer. No, you mean yes, I'm a singer. I'm just a singer. I don't. The rest is all just window dressing. You know, if you see me in a club, you know, the clothes, the gowns, the makeup, the jewelry. That's really window dressing. I really sing exactly the same at home in the bathtub, but of course I can't, you know, produce that for the public. But I mean, I sing the same wherever I sing. I'm really a throwback to a time when people got their training on name bands and things, which I was just thinking. Kern died in 1945, and both of these boys that are playing for me today had not been born. Now that's I had been born, but I was a little girl, but I was alive. But these kids weren't born. And here we are today paying tribute to this man's music. It's wonderful.
Well, your singing has such a natural quality to it, and a lot of Kern's songs were written in the period of operetta.
Yes.
Is it ever difficult for you to adapt to the, I mean, I guess the range is adjustable with
there. No, there are some Kern songs that I really do not sing, like Smoke Gets in Your Eyes and the songs from Roberta, songs like, because they really are for a soprano. There's no way to fix them up, you know. But I am going to do one song that is very operetta-ish. The first one is this next set, and I think that you will hear the operetta influence there. Okay? All right, we cheated you out of a song, and I'm going to do it later on in the show. I don't know why I did that. Life upon the wicked stage ain't never what a girl supposes. Stage door Johnnies aren't raging over you with gems and roses. When you let a feller hold your hand, which means an extra beer and sandwich, everybody whispers ain't her life a whirl. Though you're warned against a roué ruining your reputation, I have played around the one-night trade around a great big nation. Wild old men who give you jewels and sables only live in Aesop's fables. Life upon the wicked stage ain't nothing for a girl. I got virtue, but it ain't been tested. No one's even interested. Life upon the wicked stage ain't nothing for a girl. If some gentleman would talk with reason, I would cancel all next season. Life upon the wicked stage ain't nothing for a girl.
That's a fun song. I always felt that way about show business myself. Here we go again with Ellen Morgan. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy. Tell me he's slow. Tell me I'm crazy. Maybe I know. But I can't help loving that man of mine.
goes away. That's a rainy day. Can't come home late as can be, home without him ain't no home to me. Can't help loving that man.
Is largely widely believed to be Kern's final complete song. He did leave some songs behind that people put lyrics to, but nothing ever happened to them. There is a problem because he did write a few songs that same year, 1945, for Centennial Summer, but nobody knows when he wrote what. However, I do know this from Betty Kern. He did call Oscar Hammerstein in New York and sing this melody to Oscar for the 1946 revival that was coming up of Showboat. And Oscar Hammerstein then put the lyrics to it. However, in the meantime, Jerry Kern came to New York, was there, and was only there a week when he died. So it's, you know, history will never know. We don't know whether the two of them ever got together and whether he ever heard the finished song or not. But we're going to hear it today. I want to be no one but me. I am in love with a lover who likes me the way I am. I have my faults. He likes my faults. I'm not very bright. He's not very bright. He thinks I'm grand. That's grand for me. He may be wrong, but if we get along, what do we care, say we? When he holds me close, close as we can be, I tell the lad that I'm grateful and I'm glad that I'm nobody else but me. I told you before we came on the air that we were going to do a never-before-recorded Kern song, and I cheated you out of it. I forgot. I had it in the wrong place, so we're going to do it for you now. This song was in a show that didn't last very long. nothing ever happened to it. It's, oh, I think the last 16 bars of the bio about Kern called Till the Clouds Roll By from 1967 that MGM did. It's in there, but you really have to, you know, you blink and it's gone. So we're going to revive it because it's just a lovely song. This is in the album. 1917 with P.G. Wodehouse.
On the other side of the moon, ever so far beyond the last little star, there's a land I know where the good songs go, where it's always afternoon. And snug in a haven of peace and rest lie the dear old songs that we love the best. It's a land of flowers and April showers, with sunshine in between, with roses blowing and rivers flowing, mid rushes growing. Life runs calm and slow, and I wish someday I could find my way to the land where the good songs go, to the land where the good songs go.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Isn't that a wonderful song? Oh. Can you believe that nobody ever did that all those years? I just can't understand it. This is a movie song, too. This is with Johnny Mercer. Johnny Mercer told me that once that he quaked in his boots all the way to the Kern house to write with him, because Kern was perfectly capable of throwing someone out if he didn't like their work. And Johnny told me that it was a very great experience for him. This is from a Rita Hayworth Astaire film also. I think it was You Were Never Lovelier, right? 1943. This was during the war years, and we all needed a lift, and this picture certainly did give it to us, I think. I've always been in love with this song.
Dearly beloved, how clearly I see somewhere in heaven you were fashioned for me. Angel eyes knew you. Angel voices could save me. Fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say merely, dearly beloved, be mine. Tell me that it's true. Tell Somewhere in heaven, you were fashioned for me. Angel eyes knew you. Angel voices led me to you. Nothing could save me. Fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours come shower or shine. So I say,
I'm glad you like that. Now the guys are going to play for you, Mike and David. They're going to play something that I do not sing because I think that it's a very difficult song for a lady. You notice I didn't say girl? Okay. They're going to play All the Things You Are. Thank you. David Fink and Mike Renzi, I think I should tell you that they did not get a chance to rehearse, okay? I mean, did you ever see such looks passing between two people? The name of the album is, I'm not advertising the album, but it so happens we're going to end up with it. The album is called Till the Clouds Roll By, so we're going to do that song for you. However, the song reminded me so much of another great Kern song that what we did was we, in the old days, they tell me, 50, 60 years ago, they used to call this, introduced it into the middle of the song. And that's what we're going to do for you. Thank you very much for your attention. And for Terry, thank you very much. And Danny, thank you so much. Okay? We'll start this with Till the Clouds Roll By, and we'll go on from there and do the whole thing. As long as the bell, as soon as the bell stops. Is it time? Is class out? Is that it?
Okay. Oh, the rain comes a pitter patter. To be safe in bed, skies are weeping while the world is sleeping, trouble heaping on our head. It is vain to chatter or to wait for a clearer sky. Helter skelter, I must fly for shelter till the clouds. Silver lining whene'er a cloud appears in the blue, remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life. To wait for a clearer sky. Helter skelter, I must fly for shelter till the clouds
thank singer Peggy King for a fabulous performance. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. thanks to pianist Mike Renzi for coming to be with us. And bassist David Fink. Thank you. Thank you also for coming. Our live studio audience has been here to attend this concert this afternoon. We've just heard a program of Jerome Kern's songs in celebration of the centennial of Kern's birth. That was officially yesterday. And if you want to hear more Kern songs, let me recommend a forthcoming album by Peggy King. The album's going to be called Till the Clouds Roll By, and it's scheduled for release on Valentine's Day. And pianist Mike Renzi accompanies her on that album. And you can also look for another album of hers, which is also on the Stash record label. That one's called Oh, What a Memory We Made. Peggy King lives in Philadelphia and also lives some of the time in New York, so you might want to keep your eyes open for her around town. I want to thank Brian Little for loaning his bass to us for the performance this afternoon. That really helped us out a lot. Thank you very much.
We've been in a lot of trouble without you.
The concert today was made possible with a grant from the Philadelphia Foundation. The concert engineer was Jay Goldman. The technical director for the program was Ron Barron. And today's concert was produced by Danny Miller. This is Fresh Air, and you're tuned to WHYY-FM in Philadelphia. It's 2 minutes to 5 o'clock, and All Things Considered is coming up from National Public Radio in a couple of minutes. Why don't we check in with Shadow Traffic and see what the road conditions are like, and then I'll tell you what's happening tomorrow afternoon on Fresh Air.
Good afternoon. SEPTA's 455 Marcus Hook train out of Suburban Station will be running 15 minutes late due to an equipment problem. And we have quite a sizable backup on southbound I-95. Jam conditions from Woodhaven through just south of Woodhaven, 0 to 5 miles per hour, due to an accident involving an overturned tractor trailer. They do have police and tow equipment out there on the scene, causing very slow conditions. And that's Shadow Traffic for WHYY 91 FM. I'm Priscilla Fox.
Shadow Traffic Report was funded by SEPTA. Tomorrow afternoon on Fresh Air at 4 o'clock, we'll feature a National Press Club address by Albert Shanker, President of the American Federation of Teachers. So that's tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. I would like to just thank Peggy King, Mike Renzi, and David Fink one more time for giving us such a delightful performance this afternoon. Thank you all. And we'll be joining National Public Radio in about 60 seconds for tonight's edition of All Things Considered. And thanks to our studio audience and to our listeners for joining us this afternoon for this very special broadcast. Co-producer of Fresh Air is Danny Miller. Associate producer is Maeve McGoran, Ron Barron, Jay Goldman, technical directors for this afternoon's program. My name is Terry Gross. I want to thank you very much for listening to the show today. And for those of you who attended, thanks for coming out. And once again, thanks to Peggy King, Mike Renzi, and David Fink. This is WHYY-FM in Philadelphia, where listener-supported public radio in the Delaware Valley.
Local transmission of All Things Considered today is made possible in part with funds provided by Springhouse Corporation, publishers of professional journals to nurses and teachers.
Good evening from National Public Radio in Washington. This is Noah Adams.
And I'm Cokie Roberts with All Things Considered.
As a consumer, I think you should be happy about it because prices are falling. Finally, the open market and competition is taking over in oil pricing.
Economist Arnold Safer says bad news for the oil-producing countries means good news for consumers. Tonight in All Things Considered, a world oil glut drives prices down.
Finally, some news via videotape of American hostages held in Lebanon for almost a year.
Pope John Paul II brings a message about politics to Venezuela.
And a pitch to bring major Protestant churches to Indianapolis.
Also, a remembrance of jazz drummer Kenny Clarke, who died this weekend in Paris.
On All Things Considered, first this news.